The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. So, you sell your house, and you sell it for a lot of money, and an appraiser walks in and prepares an appraisal of your property and says it's worth less than what the buyer is willing to pay you. Doesn't that seem wrong? I mean, really, if a buyer is willing to pay you a price, why is it that the appraiser has so much power? And if the appraiser is not that great, what do you have to do to fight a bad appraisal? Well, we had a home that we got a fantastic price for. In fact, for comparables within the neighborhood, it was probably $75,000 to $80,000 above the comparables in the neighborhood. Our clients love us. We sold the home in a week, 8-9 days, and the location and the condition warranted the demand and the interest. And we have a system that we follow at the Eric Stewart Group, and we put a home on the market on a Thursday, and we wait till Tuesdays to present offers, traditionally in the spring market, which we're in right now. Well, we knew we would have some troubles getting the appraisal to come in at the sales price. But I told my client, and we couldn't drive the appraisal as a contingency out of the contract, meaning we couldn't get the buyer to drop the appraisal as a contingency. But as I said to my client, you are better off to go ahead and leave the contingency for an appraisal and leave it up to me to do my best to appeal the appraisal if it comes in low. And I felt like the property should sell for the value of that property was $838,000, which I told them at the time that I listed the property. And we took a slightly different tact by pricing the property at $800 even. And then we put it up on a Thursday. We waited until the following Tuesday to present offers. And we called for all offers to be in by Tuesday. We had buyers willing to pay up to 8.25, 8.30 or thereabouts. But then we had an escalation clause where two buyers were fighting it out. And one buyer and the other buyer were very, very close. And so we told them both to give us their final and best offers. Without countering either of them, we pushed the two top offers back across the table and said, bring us our final and best offer. So what do we get? We got one buyer who gave us $880,000, and the other buyer didn't get there. $880,000. Now, does this not sound like a dream come true for a seller? High fives. They bought me a bottle of Moët and Chandon. They were so happy. It was a really great sale. But I did warn them. I said, look, we're not out of the woods until we get through the appraisal. And I said, I want to be here when the appraiser arrives. I want to meet the appraiser, and I want to point out all the value. You've heard me often quote Warren Buffett's saying that price is what you pay, but the value is what you get. So if you pay the right price, and even if it's a high price and the value is there, you're not overpaying. Which is why, as a real estate agent, it's my job to really sell the value of each part of what your home has to offer to the best of my ability. Now, meeting the appraiser at the property, turns out that this guy and I went to the same school. We were like a year apart, 2 years apart in high school. And so we had an affinity and a bond. It was a nice connection. Now, that doesn't really bring sway oftentimes, but it's nice to have that kind of immediate camaraderie and click. And I provided comparables. These are the houses that I used to justify the price of $880,000. And to be honest, I had a tough time coming up with anything that would justify $880,000 right around this property. I mean, literally in that neighborhood. I had to go half a mile and a mile outside of the neighborhood in order to get, you know, some kind of an appraisal comparable that I could use to justify a price. Well, I got my best comps, gave them to the appraiser. He came back at $830,000, $50,000 less than what the buyer was willing to pay. Now, I still think that my client got a home run. They got a great, well, maybe a triple, right? I mean, we listed for $8,000 and they got $830,000. And that was still a very, very fine sale. But I wasn't done yet. Meaning that we weren't going to just accept $830,000, although the appraiser came in at $830,000 and the buyer's agent called me and said, hey, 830 is the number, and that's where the buyer would like for your seller to go. In other words, drop the price to that. Well, I said, I don't think so. I don't think my client's going to do that, because we did have this other buyer previously who had continued to ping me saying, if anything happens, let us know. Well, I felt pretty confident that the second buyer would have gone to $850,000. So we negotiated for the buyer to come up and for the seller and the buyer to meet halfway between $880,000 and $830,000, or $855,000 in a sales price. My client absolutely thinks the world of me in my ability to create a scenario to not only get them the $830,000, but $855,000. They got so well paid, and it would have been great to get $880,000, but I had told them it would be tough. We took our chance. We still ended up as huge, huge winners in the sale of the property. And the buyers, by the way, they love the home. And they are the winners as the buyers. They're the ones who get to put their name on the mailbox. And there are other people out there who are scrambling, wishing that they had that opportunity. You don't oftentimes get a home that comes to the market that is as cherry as that house was. I have a house that we put on the market a week ago. I've got others that I just put on the market for this weekend that are also very nice homes. And the demand is there when there's proper preparation. But for those of you who can't prepare your home effectively, I don't want you to worry, because I have a solution that I call the quiet listing. And this is a means for marketing real estate before it's actually ready to go on the market, or even if it will never be ready to go on the market. Meaning, if you don't want a sign in your yard, or it to be in the multiple listing service, or for you to have people tramping through at all hours, if you think there's just too much stuff in my house, I am not a hoarder, but I've got too much stuff, and maybe way too much stuff, and maybe I've got a basement full of stuff, or maybe I've got a family situation with multiple parties living in the home and I don't control the condition of the property, but I still need to sell my house. I get a call like that every so often. Mom and son. Son is, quote, caretaking his mother, but the mother is, she is house-ridden. House-ridden is just my term for being stuck in your house and not being able to leave because you have a family member there that you don't feel like you can kick out. So what do you do? How do you sell a house like that? Well, we've got a tool. We call it the quiet listing, and it was created for a lady that was the bar mitzvah queen for a local synagogue. She's a delightful woman, and 4 years I'd gone over to her house every year, and every year it seemed like she had more stuff, even though I told her what to get rid of. Well, I just said, look, give me a shot. Let's forget about the sign and the MLS and all that. Let me just try by word of mouth. And I sold the home at 1% less than sales list price in just a couple of weeks. She was able to settle and then take the cash out, which, because she could go to settlement and then she got a couple of months of rent back in the property, she had the cash that she needed that she didn't have up front to do all the organization and the moving of the things out of the house. From there, we launched the quiet listing. And I'll go over this right after we bring Stuart in. So don't go anywhere, because this is a key part of my marketing strategy for those of us who aren't ever going to be ready. I'll be right back.